It's an in-studio session with WNRN and our special guest today, Brett Denon, before he plays tonight at the Jefferson Theater in Charlottesville on the Golden State of Mind Tour with Langhorne Slim. Brett, great to see you. Thanks for coming by today.
Hola.
How's the tour been going? Now, are you and Langhorne doing a whole bunch of dates? It looked like there's only a couple that I saw.
Oh, it's just five.
Okay.
Yeah. So I do every winter, a ski town tour, and I invited him to come do three nights of shows with me in Park City, Utah. And I had never met him before, but I like his music a lot. And so he came and we had a great time, and then we said we should do more of this, and we had a whole thing planned, and then a whole thing planned turns into not much planned, and then everything fell apart, and then there was going to be nothing, and then we found a way to squeeze five shows in together. So that's what we're doing.
New album in the works here, If It Takes Forever, coming out in October, right?
Yep. I recorded it in January, and then we've just been sitting on it, waiting for the right time to release it. And I guess the right time to release it is in October, in case you want to know.
Yeah, save it for the fourth quarter there. That's when all the big names come out.
Yeah, that's when everything just like, that's when everybody just explodes into activity, buying records and listening to radio.
Yeah.
That's October.
That'll be the good month for you. Well, we'll talk about the making of the album and everything, but let's have you do a song. Which one did you want to do first for us?
Okay, well, this is what we call a focus track from the album. It's called Dharma Baby. Dharma baby, while mama was in the kitchen, you were out there on the sidewalk with the priests of no religion. She rolled her eyes like a soccer ball, singing all and all, another brick in the wall. The fireman came and the sheriff too, and the kids showed up to throw a party for you. Dharma baby, with a master plan, I hope you're celebrating while you can. Dharma baby, on a midnight run, you know some of the biggest dropouts, they end up the smartest ones. I may be dumb, but I'm not stupid. I didn't start the fight, but I know who did. You said your piece and then escaped it. And stick around and see me get in bent out of shape. Dharma, baby, stick it to the man. You should be celebrating while you can. Lives to teach us what we can learn on our own. Then they go to teach somebody else. That's why they leave us alone to grow. They leave us alone to grow. They're leaving us alone to grow. They leave us alone to grow. Alone to grow. Alone to grow. Dharma baby, isn't life grand? We should be celebrating while we can. Yep, yep. Yep, Dharma baby, I cut my teeth on grunge. I know it's only rock and roll, but I love it so much. It sticks in the head, gets in the blood, till you're rolling in the groove like a pig in the mud. The records are great, but they're better live with the amps cranked up on overdrive. Dharma baby, I'm your biggest fan. We should be celebrating while we can. While we can.
Very nice. It's Brett Denon in studio with WNRN. Golden State of Mind tour in Charlottesville tonight. Doors at 7, show at 8. Brett Denon and Langhorne Slim on the bill at the Jefferson Theater. So the new album is out October 11th. You and I have talked before. It's been a few years, but you talked about learning new things with each record you do and each time you go into the studio. That seems to be a part of the process that you enjoy. Did you learn some new things or head in with some new techniques this time around?
Well, recording, most of the energy that went into the album, I think, was in the writing. I spent most of the time writing the songs, and that took several months. Most of the time I just spent thinking about songs until I like couldn't hold any more information in my brain. And then I spent a few months just with a guitar, just trying to take all the ideas I had and turn them into songs. And then the studio was a week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it's a big album. It's a double album, as they say. Two records on vinyl.
That's
16
awesome.
Songs.
Yeah, so 20 years since your debut album. Did you do anything to celebrate this year for that milestone?
I'm not really that sentimental.
Okay.
No. I guess I made an album.
Yeah, that's a good way to celebrate. Have you kind of developed over the years some songwriting, I don't know, what do they call them on social media, hacks?
You always develop hacks. I think the more you do it and the more you try and fail and have success and just write songs that no one's ever even going to hear, you develop all kinds of hacks. That's just like any craft, I think. But the problem is like you have to have a good balance of craft and then just like inspiration or reason to write or something to say. You know, like I think when most people are starting out, their albums are so good because it's full of inspiration and things to say. But then to make a career out of writing music, you got to learn those hacks. You got to learn the craft. So then you start getting crafty, but you can't get too crafty because it has to be a balance of like something to say, something to communicate, as well as the craft of songwriting. So the real trick is to get crafty, but no one knows you're being crafty.
Exactly. Yes, that's exactly what I was wondering. Very well said. And I'd imagine the songs still come in all different sorts of ways. It's still a kind of a mysterious process for you.
They mostly just pop in. Yeah, yeah. They mostly just pop into your head as an idea. It's like, hello, that person just said something last night at dinner, and for whatever reason, that line stuck in your head, and you thought that would be good in a song, and then one day it just pops into your head with a melody attached to it, because words, when put together, have a melody to it, you know? And then it's up to you to decide to turn it into a song or not, and how you decide to do that. Do you make some music and put some lyrics to it, or do you... What I often do is I take a walk or do something without a guitar, and I think about that line, and I think about what other lines could go with it, and I start to write the song without an instrument in hand. I think it helps me tap into the catacombs of my subconscious brain.
Yeah. Well, we've got Brett Denon in here with us here on WNRN today. How about another song?
Well, this is a song from the new album. It's not a focus track, but it's out already. It's called Another Day in Babylon. Hello, how have you been? How you finding your new life? Christina and I, we still are married with no plans to, but I call her my wife all the time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just another day in Babylon, and you keep me hanging on like a roll of old duct tape. Do my words fail? I laid them out like a yard sale. Now I'm stuffing a pillow into a suitcase. Ooh. I got 14 stitches in my finger. I could barely play guitar. My boy broke his leg right in front of me in Montana, and I felt like it was my fault. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just another day in Babylon. And you keep me hanging on like a roll of old dirty. Do my words fail? I laid them out like a yard sale. Now I'm stuffing a pillow into a suitcase. Oh man, what a year it has been since I wrote that song. Some thief stole my instruments, they caught them on camera, but the cops didn't do a thing. Just another day in Babylon, and you keep me hanging on like a roll of old duct tape. Do my words fail? I lead the man like a yard sale. Now I'm stuffing a pillow into a suitcase. Just another day in Babylon, and you keep me hanging on like a roll of old duct tape. Do my words fail? I laid them out like a yard sale. Now I'm stuffing a pillow into a suitcase.
Brett Denon, WNRN in studio session before the show at the Jefferson Theater tonight in Charlottesville with Langhorne Slim. It's the Golden State of Mind Tour. Doors at 7, show at 8. Well, now, I'm the type of listener, when I hear a song like the one you just played, I'm trying to guess what percentage of those things are real and actually happened, or maybe are some embellishment and creative license. Yeah. You don't have to say...
It's all true.
It's all true, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, my dad died last year, and it sent me on a whole spiral of waves of emotions and life crises and all that. But a lot of other bad things happened to me, too many to even put into a song.
Wow.
So I was like, how do I turn this into something positive? And I thought it'd be cool to write my dad a song, like write him a letter and say, yeah, this is what's happened to me lately. How you doing out there? This is a, you know.
Yeah. Man, so no additional update on the stolen goods there?
No,
did they ever track them down?
Gone. No, I got, but it was really fun because I got to be a detective for a while. Like the guys at the storage facility said, yeah, I think we know who it is. It's this one guy and he's a drug addict, and we kicked him out, and he came in, and he broke in, and somebody broke in, and all his stuff from his unit was taken, and I think it was right around the corner for yours, so he must have been casing the place. And then we looked at the security footage, and we saw him do it, and we saw him come in. There was a license plate on his car we got, and then the cops came, and we laid it all out for him. We're like, we solved the case, guys.
Yep.
But, you know, they had gotten rid of all the stuff before the cops got to them, so they didn't have any smoking gun, as they say in the TV shows and the movies.
I'm always surprised at how often that happens. I feel like I've read several bands that have just had their whole van just taken off the street.
Or someone comes in with a bolt cutter and just clips the chain on the trailer and they just drive off with the trailer. Yeah, that happened to my buddy Trevor Hall. They took the whole trailer.
Yeah.
I think it happened to Portugal, the man.
Yeah.
So I'm in good company.
That's right. In good company. That's a good way to look at it. I wanted to ask you, you know, a lot of bands these days are doing their own festivals or like getaway destination type things, and then they kind of curate their own, you know, bands and stuff. And you have this Camp Denon thing that's just started a couple years ago, right?
Yeah.
Tell folks about that. That seems like a really cool idea.
Yeah, it's not a festival per se. It's kind of like a retreat.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels and acts a little bit more like a summer camp. And it's all about, it's in a beautiful place in the mountains, far away from any phone towers and internet service. So that's one big part of it. It's a total unplug. But it's not just like unplugging from your phone. It's unplugging from your life. We have a whole curriculum that is theme-based, and it tries to get us as a group all to a place on the same page together where like some kind of a shift can happen and there's a takeaway from it when you go back into your lives. And the takeaway is like, who are we without our jobs and our relationships and our responsibilities and the cities and all the things that we're attached to? And we just get in nature and have a chance to just totally decompress, listen to the birds, spend time by a river, sing songs around a campfire at night, go on hikes, test our boundaries a little bit, you know, push ourselves. We get more in tune with nature, and we're just hopefully getting more in tune with ourselves and like, who are we really and what do we really want out of life? And is what kind of shift is happening on the inside while you're going through all that? And look around you, everybody's going through it too, and we build a community together. So it's deeper than a festival experience.
Do you try to keep it at a certain number of people?
Yeah,
or,
25 is kind of like,
oh, wow,
the sweet spot in terms of intimacy, and, mm-hmm. and but also having a group of different people that don't know each other, and you know, you go through a whole phase of shy and shock, and then by the end of it everyone's like, this is my brothers and my sisters right mm-hmm. here. But we can get more, but and that's the thing, like it's in order for me to be able to do it for years and years to come, we're gonna have to go a little bigger and service more people. But I'm afraid to do that right now because I don't know how that would change the program.
And how long of a time is it?
It's then? Only 3 nights, 4 days.
Okay.
But a lot can happen in a short amount of time.
Yeah, that's
when
very
you're
cool.
In nature all day with the same people.
Mm-hmm.
And they all get sick of me by the end of it because I'm walking around. I'm a full-on camp director. Like, I have a clipboard and a hat. And I'm like, okay, campers, like, who's chipper in the morning? Who's chipper? And they're like, we haven't had our coffee. And it's like, you don't need coffee. Just breathe in that mountain air. That's all you need. Let's go. Pull your socks up. Pull your shorts up. Follow me. We're going to eat. And then we eat, and then we stretch, and then we do like painting class and songwriting and hiking and jumping in the cold river and all that.
That's great, yeah. So camps were like that were kind of something you did as a kid, right? That's kind of the inspiration?
Yeah, exactly. My favorite job. My dream job is camp director.
Nice. See, all your dreams are coming true here. That's great. Well, yeah, look for the new album, everybody, If It Takes Forever. We'll be out October 11th. The show is tonight. Jefferson Theater in Charlottesville, Golden State of Mind Tour, Langhorne Slim and Brett Denon. Do you guys alternate who goes first, or do you both play?
He goes first because he wants to do it just him, just by himself. And plays a short set, actually. And then I go on and I play a little bit longer of a set. But then he comes out and we do a little something together. And then the night's over.
Very cool. All right. Well, we look forward to hearing the whole new double album. And you want to take us out with another song here?
Double. What should I play?
Totally up to you. Yeah, I don't know. Free reign here.
I'll do what I think might people listening out there might know or might have heard, whether on this station or at the Home Depot. Because that's where I hear myself, is at Home Depot. Do you have Home Depot in town? You have one? Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. Well, maybe it's the common curse. Maybe things get bad, but food to get worse. I don't want to become someone who can't live up to the already done. Don't just figure it out. When it rains, it pours, and then it runs out. I was crying on the bathroom floor. Just when I found I couldn't take no more. Comes a comeback, the kid is back on track, and there goes my hero. tambourine. That's my dog, it was the talk of the trailer park. She went whistling through the graveyard and she came to raise the dead. I was a stain on her man bed. I found a lover and I lost myself. And now I'm nowhere, she's somewhere else. And the boys with the prince can't eat legs. So go on and on, sings that I say. Here comes a comeback. The kid is back, back on checking. There goes my hero. He's the underdog. That's my dog, na 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 na. That's my dog, na 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 na. That's my dog, na 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 na. That's my dog, na 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 na. That's my dog. I never been late, Sulu. Never been late, Sulu. So I was the last to know. Yes, I was. I never been done solo. Never been done solo. Don't let me be the last to know. Don't let me be the last to know. Here comes the comeback. The kid is back, back on track, and everybody loves a comeback, so come on back, come back. Everybody loves the underdog, and that's my dog, that's my dog. Na 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 na, na 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 na. That's my dog, na 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 na, na 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 na. That's my dog.
Brett Denon here on WNRN. The show is tonight at the Jefferson in Charlottesville, along with Langhorne Slim. Doors at 7, show at 8. Thanks again, Brett, and we look forward to the new album in October.
Thank you.
Give our best to Langhorne.
Here. I'll tell him you said hi.
I'm Jeff Sweatman. Thanks to Matt and Mike Lynn for the video help and Ben on the audio assist. Thanks for listening.